to Susie from In His Shoes Ministries, welcoming you to the next step with Father Vasquez. We thank you for downloading or picking up a CD copy of this audio broadcast. Here, Father Vasquez provides a very distinctive and consistent voice for Armenian Orthodoxy. No, you don't have to check your brain in at the door to follow Armadoxy. It is the means for providing people an intelligent and practical answer to life's difficulties, based on the solid principles of love, faith, and hope as expressed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient Orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week free of charge, either as a podcast on epostle.net, Apple iTunes Store, and now on Blueberry. Our commitment at epostle.net is to provide a medium for apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. So we invite you to turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
Hey, this is Father Vasquez, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to The Next Step. Yes, episode number 272 of The Next Step, a podcast about life and love. What's about looking at life, exploring life, living life with the lenses, or the most ancient of all Christian lenses, the Armenian Orthodox lenses, polished up for today. We call that polished look an Armadoxy look. So sit back, relax, take a look with us, take a walk with us, because we're taking the next step. I am glad you are with us. Yes, keep walking, keep walking. We're going to be walking. We're getting ready for the big walk, the Avon walk. Team In Her Shoes. We're going to be walking 39.1 miles. Or is it 39.3? Whatever it is, we're walking it. It is close to 40 miles. Yeah, include from the time you get out of the car and park and all that, it's about 40 miles. We're going to be walking that in a couple weeks on September 7th and 8th. We're going to be walking in Santa Barbara, California, raising funds for breast cancer research and annihilation of breast cancer. Hey, won't you join us? I hope you're going to be joining us. Hey, a lot of stuff happening as far as walking next week. Next week, it is the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's walk on Washington. We are going to be covering it, yes, here on The Next Step. Yes, I'll have more about that in a few minutes as we develop it. Yeah, like we develop everything else. No, I really wanted to go out there. I wanted to be out there in Washington. Just did not work. Then I figured, you know, there are things to walk for. There are things to work for. And I would have loved to have walked there, be part of the 50th anniversary. But that's all it is. It's an anniversary celebration. So, you know, maybe we'll celebrate at our own pace. We'll be taking a next step right here. Yes, we're going to have a very special edition of The Next Step in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's walk. But before we go there, we've got a great Next Step day. Okay, and before I go there, let me just tell you why I'm talking about steps, because I am just so sick and tired of LA traffic. Do you know what just happened to me? Coming here to Epostle West, it is about a 10-15 minute drive from my home in Pasadena. Okay, so we've got to drive this thing. And now, all of a sudden, you're on what is called here in America a freeway, a motorway. You know, it's like you're supposed to be getting up there. In our mileage, it's 65 miles an hour. You are able to drive on this motorway, on this freeway, and I am on this freeway called the 134 coming into Glendale, California, and like it is, more often than not, it is at a standstill. You know what a standstill is? Let me just explain, because I do this. You are stopped. Your foot is on the brake pedal. Both hands are absorbing all of the tension from the steering wheel, because it is a tense moment right now, because all around you are cars. So talk about, you know, what is that, claustrophobic? You're outside, but you're claustrophobic. Okay, then you open your door. Yeah, on a freeway. 65 miles an hour, you're on a freeway, you open the door, and you can touch the ground. Because you're not moving. Okay, so we are in this traffic. And like I said, it's more often than not. You got to wonder, why do you live in L.A.? Why do you live in Los Angeles? Glendale, Pasadena. What is it? Gag me with a spoon? Is that like dating me? Okay. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, why am I going through this? How utterly sick that people go through this day in and day out. Then you realize that you're part of that sick party, you know? Until all of a sudden, in your rearview mirror, you see lights coming at you. Red and blue emergency lights. So I'm seeing this. I'm saying, okay, there's an emergency going on. Something's happened to somebody, and they're rushing off there. And what do you see as the car approaches you and passes you on the left at full speed? Because there happens to be a very emergency lane out there on the left side. And you see the inscription on the car, and it says, Bomb Squad. Now you say, what am I doing here? What am I doing here in L.A.? Anyway, we made it to the studio today, and we're ready to start off our show. As I said, I was talking about walking, and we're talking about driving right now, but we have a great show for you. Despite all that, I'm going to try to put it behind me, because we are in the week of Assumption, and we had a most unusual Assumption feast last Sunday. Most unusual because it was magical. It was mystical. And in a few minutes, we're going to have Linda Zodoyan join us as our guest for today. Yes, she's going to be on the other side of the microphone talking about, well, about something unusual that she did on the Feast of Assumption. She brought something to church and it was blessed, and I want her to share it with you. She brought some salt. Yeah. You're saying, wait, great blessing. Well, let me tell you something. The big myth buster. I told you last week, my son Vadajan is in Argentina. I said, we're going to send him over there as the myth buster to find out what's going on. I shared with you last week that in the southern hemisphere, of course, grapes aren't ripe for harvest yet. So, do we bless grapes in August? With the rest of the world? Is this a united front for the Armenian church? Does everybody bless grapes in August on the Feast of Assumption, or is this something unique here in the Northern Hemisphere? Well, it turns out it is unique in the Northern Hemisphere. Our dear listener from Australia, Laura, she posted on our Facebook page that down there it is on the last week of January. Last week of January that they bless grapes. And this coincides with the story I told you about Archbishop Osolik. And by the way, Laura, thank you for filling me in on Archbishop Osolik. He was truly a pioneer. Back in the mid-50s, he takes off as a special envoy of the Catholicos and establishes the church in Australia and New Zealand. He's the apostle of Australia, of the Australian continent, right? He's the apostle. He went there, apostolic work, building the church. Go therefore to all the land, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have taught you, and remember that I am with you always to the end of the ages. The Apostolic Commission now reaches Australia via Bishop Osolik, who goes there taking the Armenian Orthodox Church with him. Now, I shared with you that he said he blessed apples in August. Well, sure enough, we find out that in Australia, grapes are blessed in January. My son Vadajan from South America reported that he went to church at the cathedral in Buenos Aires, at the Armenian church, and there was no blessing. Okay, so it must be some other time. So I reported this to my bishop, and he says, well, yes, and of course, in some other place, Abu Dhabi or wherever it was, the grapes were blessed in July because that's when the harvest is. So it's basically the first harvest is brought to the church, which makes complete sense in the Armodoxy tradition, right? This is what I was sharing with you last week. And you think about it, it is the blessing upon the bounty, the blessing upon the goodness that God has given you. It's our ability to take what God has given us and thank God. Now, where have you heard that before? Yes, of course, it's right in the Badarak, in the Divine Liturgy. The priest takes the elements and he says, Yevuskuis ikoyots kez madutsanem astamenaini yevhakas amenesun. And we offer to you yours of your own from all and for all. Returning it back to Christ, right? Returning it back to God. Well, there it is. And so, well, listen, I got to tell you, something happened. Sunday, before the great blessing, we had a packed crowd. I'm sure all the Armenian churches were packed. It is the Assumption Feast. But in the midst of that service, something very mystical happened. And I'm going to invite you to check it out, because I want to thank Susie for this week. Instead of just getting you an audio podcast of the sermon, she's got the video up online. So do check it out. Something very unique happened. Mystical happened. Mysterious happened. Something magical happened. And those of you who are Next Step listeners know what I'm talking about when I talk about magic. There was a flow. There was a flow of the Holy Spirit. And I felt that, and it was transforming. A lot of people came up to me and mentioned something was unusual that day. It's on our website. Do check out that video. It is a video of the sermon on Assumption. But as this blessing was flowing out, as it was going to the people via the grapes and the explanation of the grapes, I think we all understood that, you know, the church itself is not ours. It is the blessed body of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the custodians of that church. And we take care of it. We become the arms, the legs, the voice of Christ here on earth. But we are custodians. And after us, there are no other generations that will become custodians. So take care of it. Be true custodians. Be true stewards of that church, so that you can deliver it to the next generation, preserved in sanctity, so that it is Christ's body. It is not just a building. It is not just a compilation of people. But it is Christ's body, sanctified, given for all. And that was the sanctification process that we saw. I've got to tell you, Sunday was magical. It was mystical. And I want to thank everybody who became part of it virtually as well as with their presence here in Glendale. And I hope it was a beautiful one wherever you were in the Armenian church, wherever you found yourself before the holy altar, and whether you had great blessing or you didn't. You did receive the ultimate blessing, right? You were blessed with the graces of God. You were blessed by the Holy Spirit. You received the body and blood of Christ within you. You know what? I got to tell you, take a look at this video. It is pretty cool. Listen, also what we did is we started a tradition called the Fruits of the Spirit. And I want to expand that a little bit because, you know, St. Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is inside each of us and we have opportunities to really reach out to people and offer the gifts that we have to others for the benefit of others. And what better place than to do it through your church? Okay. In a few minutes, we're going to have an interview. I've asked Linda Zadoyan to join us. I'm just waiting for her to come in, probably in the next few minutes. And we're going to be doing an interview about the second part of that blessing, about what happened on Sunday as we bless the grapes, what additional blessings did we get. Okay, we're going to be back in just a couple minutes. Right now, I'm going to play the song of the day, and I've got a treat for you. The Western Diocese has just produced a new CD. It's a double CD pack. It is called the Gomidas Badarak, the Gomidas Divine Liturgy. This is written by the priest, Gomidas Vartabed, at the turn of the century. Not this century, the last one. Yeah, I know. I know, I'm dating myself, yeah. Between the 1800s and the 1900s, the turn of the 20th century. This is His Divine Liturgy, and it has recently been produced by the Western Diocese in a very novel form. It has orchestration. It has just beautiful voices. His Eminence Archbishop Hovnan is the celebrant, and my favorite, my personal favorite, Father Arshak Khachaturian, is singing the deacon's portion of it. Just a beautiful production. I'm going to share with you one of the songs from that CD.
Badarakri աստվածային սրբարար զորությունն որ եւ որ քոյ եւ օգուն սրբոն յեցի ընձ ընդհանրես յանց եւ ընդող
also with your spirit, Yevantokvitkum. That is a portion from the Divine Liturgy, beginning from the Kiss of Peace, Vokchuin. And it is on the new version, or the, let's say, the newly produced version of the Divine Liturgy, on double CD, and it is available through the Western Diocese. I will, you know what, I'll put a link to the Western Diocese website on our show notes today. If you have any problem getting that CD, just drop me a line. Be happy to help facilitate getting that into your hands. It's just a beautiful CD. Very, very well done. It's been done in the studio. And it is a blessing when you bring it home and you play it, and especially I could imagine for many of the shut-ins, many of the people who have a longing for this. Back in the year, what was it, 13 years ago, we did the first internet Divine Liturgy. We broadcast that, and it was just a sound broadcast. You probably figured out that's why I like these audio casts. But anyway, in Pasadena, we did the broadcast of the Divine Liturgy on Easter. And I'll never forget that. That was the first official stream of the Armenian Church Divine Liturgy. And I remember one of our members, her name is Seta, she came up to me afterwards. And she told me, she thanked me over and over, and I said, what are you going so crazy about the thanks? Sure, we did it, but thank you, but why the overboard on the thanks? She says, you don't know what it meant to me. My father has been unable to get to church, has not experienced the Divine Liturgy in how many years. And when he knew that this was going to happen, Easter Sunday morning he woke up. He went and he shaved, he put on his suit, tied up his tie, and he went and sat in front of a computer. And he turned it on and he listened to the entire Divine Liturgy on Easter Sunday. And you know what? If there was nobody else in the world who listened to that, by the way, it was unprecedented. This is in the year 2000, okay? There was hundreds of listeners who listened to the stream, okay? But if there was nobody else who listened to the stream, it was enough that I got this feedback from this one individual. It's telling us that you have to use the means that God has given you to get it out. And so this new CD is certainly going to be a blessing inside the homes of many people. If you, like I said, I'll put a link on our show notes. If you want to get to it and you can't get to it, drop me a line. I'll help you get a copy, okay? I was at the diocese a couple days ago. I saw there was a bunch of them there. I picked up my copy. And you know what? I put it on my tab, so I'm not sure exactly how much it costs. It's a double CD. I guess it would be $20-$25, but I'm sure it's easy to find out. We are back, and today in the studio, somebody who is not an unfamiliar guest in the studio, because she has her own show, is Linda Zadoyan. Of course, you know her from Compass Fame, but I brought her in because something very, well, I told you a few minutes ago, we had a magical, magical Assumption service, and it was an incredible Divine Liturgy. If that's okay to say, because sometimes, you know, you're supposed to say, well, all Divine Liturgies, but, you know, there are badaraks, and there are badaraks. This one was magical. Things were flowing, and certainly when we saw all the grapes over there, on top of it, there was a little basket right in the middle, which we had invited people to put the fruits of their labor in there. And most prominent, there was like a little bit of salt, a bowl of salt. And the person who brought in that salt, Linda Zadoyan, welcome.
Hi, Father Vasquez. Thank you.
I'm glad you're with us. And this time we're sitting on the other side of the microphone. Just so our listeners know, we have this dual-sided microphone. It's stereo. So one side is the prominent side, which Linda always gets when it's her show. Today it's my turn to be on this prominent side. Are you comfortable over there?
I am, and I have promised you that I will behave on your show. This is the next step. This is Encompass.
That's right.
I promise to be chelok.
Okay, we wrote that in her contract. She can't do what she does on Compass. This is a more refined audience, okay? Mm. Do you want me to say that? Do we have a more refined audience?
Oh, I'm sure your audience likes to have fun, though.
I don't know. I really don't. No, I do know. Actually, I do know from the people. Anyway, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I do want to tell our listeners what happened. And I was, and the reason why I asked you to come on today is to hear your side of it, because you played such an important part in what took place last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we had invited people to bring their labor. So people had included business cards, and one of the most prominent of the business cards was, of course, Susie's. It was right on the top. And I've got to thank you, Susie, because Susie's was not just her Loyola card, but she had her Apostle card.
Nice.
So we had special blessings for Apostle. But also, I was encouraged because throughout the years, we've invited people to put their cards in there. And this year, there was all kinds of stuff in there. There was one artist who had put pens in. And I looked at those pens and pencils. I thought it was a gift for us. But she came up afterwards and she said, "Those pens are mine." We saw that there was other little items, trinkets in there from people's different businesses. And I said a few minutes ago, you know, we did bust the myth that this is only something that takes place on Osvaldazin, because my son noticed that in Argentina they did not bless grapes, and our good friends in Australia wrote us and said that their grape blessing is in January. So all of this came together and said it is the blessing of the harvest. And in the middle of it, we see this bowl of salt. How about you pick it up from there? Tell us what that salt was all about.
Well, I am the owner and operator of a business called Madam Cuba, and we are a Middle Eastern frozen food delivery service. So all of our food, I put a few grains of blessed salt in it in every batch.
Wow.
And I feel that as a woman of faith, I get to pass over blessings to my patrons. Now, whether they want those blessings or not, that's a different story. But this is a way for me to inject my faith into my work. So I brought that bowl of salt so it could be blessed. And it had so many different meanings. Let me say thank you for such a beautiful service and for giving me that.
I have to tell you, I mean, I shared with our listeners earlier before you came into the studio about the magical quality of last Sunday's service. And there were a lot of factors at play, but certainly that we were able to raise up beyond just a great blessing, the idea that this is really a blessing. You know, I think about what is it that the Jewish people have? You look at the kosher and you basically pay a premium to have kosher. It's like a hidden tax, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure maybe in your business you've been approached. I don't know.
I have.
I don't want to speak for you.
Yes,
but
I have been. Right now I'm a retail retail establishment. But once we go wholesale, once we want to stock in stores, I have been told that I need to go kosher.
What do you mean? Who's told you have to go?
Establishments.
Really?
Different stores. And I have also, it has been highly recommended by, I have a couple mentors in the food industry who they have highly recommended that I go kosher, even if a certain establishment doesn't require it.
Really?
Yes.
And what about, well...
And so I found myself in discussions with several people. Some people were like, what's the big deal? You know, it is what it is, just go kosher. Well, but there's this other side of me. I'm an Orthodox Christian. And to me, it's not relevant. And not to say that, you know, it might be important to my other customers. I haven't it hasn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it will come up down the line, but like I said earlier, I, as an Orthodox Christian, I find that it is important for me to inject my beliefs, my faith into my own business and my own work.
Uh-huh.
You know, why else would I be here? I'd be sitting behind, you know, a desk making money for somebody else.
Well, it's certainly very noble. I want to push it a little bit and find out, because you brought up the salt. And during my sermon, I think we'll have a link on our show notes to the sermon. And I really advise listeners to listen to it, because there was a lot of magical moments. But I felt like, you know, if we're making the tie-in with what is kosher foods come from, like I think from biblical, the early writings like Deuteronomy probably, or Leviticus, and you know, stories in there that you have to have it blessed. You go to Armodoxy and you're tying it with the Creator. You're tying that blessing with the beginning of all time. Imagine that. I mean, you know, it's like, and I know it's a tit for tat.
Yeah,
I don't know if we want to get
do this whole thing about
true.
You know, oh well, why do I need to go kosher? But yeah, I don't want
to,
you know,
because
it's not,
if you have to, you have to.
Well, that's not what it's about. It's just what I'd like to express is that it has come up. The conversations have come up,
mm-hmm.
and I am now questioning, well, yeah, why? What's the deal with that?
Right.
Believe me, I have a boatload of projects on the table that, you know, delving into why I would need to go kosher isn't really, I'm not there yet.
It's not the top of
right.
your, yeah,
but
okay.
Why would I want blessed salt in the food that I provide to the public? Well, that's my own belief.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, it may have absolutely no significance, and they just want to eat the boreg and the monty and the kuftes, and that's all they care about. Great,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people, they might find a little bit of comfort knowing that there's some blessed salt in their
beautifully
food.
Said. And you know what? You kind of like placed it in a that's really why I wanted to have you here, to kind of get an like understanding of where you're coming from. So it's really not, well, they done it and so we need to do it, but it's a question of what is our tradition. And I was thinking about that the other day, the grape blessing. I mean, where did this whole thing start from? Why did somebody look up to the heavens and say, thank God for this grape? Well, it's obvious. It's so delicious.
Mm.
So somebody just kind of was walking around and saw these little round things and said, wow, those look cute. Then they probably popped one in their mouth and just exploded with all kinds of deliciousness, right? And so they said, wow, this is great. And I know that it's not because of me.
Mm.
I know that I didn't do it. So
it's like
must
the banana
be...
one, right?
Yes,
the banana
yes,
example.
Yes, you're right. And somebody greater than me had to have created this. Let me look up and say thank you for that. I mean, of course, it's evolved through the centuries, but that service, but it must have started with something like that.
I find it, you know, it is a subtle way to, yes, a very subtle way to say thank you. We don't have to go in this battle about my faith is better than yours and my blessing is better than yours and my banana is better than your grape and my apples are better than your watermelons. You know, it's not. At the end of the day, who cares?
Right.
Who
right.
cares? At right. the end of the day, it's about the love that we receive and then taking that love and giving it back to the world.
Very well said. I mean, beautifully said. I gotta get you on you do have a podcast.
I told you I'd be behaving today.
No, you're very... I'm impressed. I'm impressed, even here in the studio. Ken even gave up his cigarettes for today, just to have you in here. That's
because he
wild.
Knew that I'd
yeah, I
give
know.
It to him.
But let's talk about the blessings, okay? Let's talk about the blessings. You're an Orthodox Christian, and you want your blessing on the food because you believe in it. You're not saying anything about anybody else. If somebody else wants a blessing, you know, let them have it. Good for them. But what does that mean to you? What is that blessing for you?
Sure. This is really good. To me, spiritually, I always feel like there is a relationship, a very intimate relationship between, you know,
between me and God at the time of worship, as I celebrate the Badarak, whatever I do throughout my life. It's this constant relationship that grows if it's nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
I think when a priest blesses, whether it's the salt or the home or a business, I think what it does is it elevates our own personal belief and our own confidence in ourselves, in our abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's this magic potion that is happening, but what I think it's doing is it's raising our consciousness. It's opening up certain parts of our hearts and our minds and giving us the chance to think further and deeper into our faith.
Wow.
It's a tool. I think the blessing is simply a tool. And the importance of that blessed salt going into the food is it's a way for me as the business owner to have to bring that spirituality into my work.
Mm. And it's so eloquently said. I appreciate that because, you know, when I think I think I've shared this with our listeners, too, and I think about blessing. I was challenged by Father Sarkis, one of my younger brothers in Christ. He once asked me many years ago, what is a blessing? And I've contemplated that for several years. And finally I came up with an answer a couple of years ago. A blessing to me is luck without the element of chance. And if you think about that for a moment, it's basically you're asking for a blessing. You want the good luck. You want somebody to say, hey, good luck, you know? But being completely, totally sure. So there's no element of chance. It's not possible that it will be unlucky. Mm. It is lucky because it's a blessing.
Mm.
So in that sense, you know, do you buy into that? Do you buy into that? Or can you buy into that? Or is it something else?
I'm trying to make that connection
because
it's
personal.
I think here's the beauty with faith.
Uh-huh.
I think you can either, walk with the herd. And, you know, whatever is fed to you and whatever is told to you, that's what you believe. And, you know, then you have all these people who challenge that faith, you know, challenge your faith. And, well, if you believe this, then, you know, you can either walk on that side or you can actually put some effort mm-hmm. into it and build a relationship and understand your inner workings. In relation to your faith and how you take that faith in and how you give it back to the world. So I think it is a very personal thing. I think blessings could mean completely different things to different people.
Hmm.
That's okay. Hmm. I can't write the manual on what a blessing is. Can you?
No, but I'm trying to like define it because there is a commonality. Right. I mean, we're filled with blessings, right? The whole Armenian church is based on, you know,
sure.
passing out this best blessing.
I know I'm behind the microphone, and I want to ask you a question, but you're the
Pax Vobisco. Pax Vobisco. Peace be to you. There you go. That's your blessing. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
So that's what it was. What is a blessing to you, to Father Vaskin?
It's luck. It's like you're giving luck out to people. And what is luck? It's like, hey, you know, like all the goodness. Yeah. But there's no chance involved.
I'm
going to
go bury my head in that big red bowl of salt we just blessed. Yeah. See how lucky I get.
well, it's God was smiling at you, which he always does, and realizing that there's no chance involved. That for sure he's smiling at you. He's always looking at you, and he's always with you. That's all a blessing is. And so we become more sensitive to the blessing the more we live, I think. That's it. You wanted it. There it is. You're not in the position to ask me today.
Sorry. There's a microphone in front of me. It makes me want to ask
questions.
We're on
the other day. Anyway, you have been very chaluk today, and I appreciate
you.
I want to wish you all the best with Madam Kuba. We will definitely put a link on our show notes today so our readers can. And deliver
we
in
do.
America, right?
In
not. the world, right?
No, not food is tricky. So okay. only in America.
Okay, so in America, you can get your delicious Madame Cuba meals delivered to your home. It is wild. I have to be candid with our people. I have enjoyed Madame Cuba meals now and then, and I have to say that I don't get them all the time, but they are delicious, and I want to wish you all the best in all of your endeavors, and I want to personally thank you for bringing the salt up and bringing it to our attention that, you know, this is a blessing that is really necessary for all of our lives. And I want to throw that out to other people who are interested. We do have some extra salt over here. I would love to pass it out, so if anybody's interested in getting this salt, drop me a line.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Linda. We'll look forward
to
the next compass.
Thank you.
Of course, Linda Zadoyan from Compass fame. Yes, from Compass with Linda Zadoyan. That is featured on the Epostle Network. And also, you know, a couple months ago, we started a new podcast called Inside the Pomegranate with Anusha Mijic. And that is available at Epostle. And guess what? Just this week, it has been added to the Epostle app. Okay, now if you don't have the app, get on your computer and just go to the epostle.net page. You'll see a little QR code. Just scan it. Just scan it on your computer. On your cell phone. Yeah, it's a computer in your pocket. Yeah, you know that thing you call a phone? Well, it's a computer in your pocket. Just pull it out and scan that little QR code, and you will immediately get the app. Put it on your iPhone, on your Windows phone, on your Droid phone. Doesn't matter. You'll have it there. And all of our programming, including our videos, will be available to you anytime, anywhere you are on this planet. And guess what? Google has just sent up some cool balloons with all kinds of stuff. Anyway, listen. Yeah, they did. Balloons with internet on it. Yeah. Yes, you can get it even in Pakistan, okay? Hey, listen. I'm going to let Anush make her small commercial. Come back with a little commercial by Susie, as always. And then I'll give you some parting shots today, okay? Be back with you in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Anush, and welcome to my podcast, Inside the Pomegranate. Every Monday, I'll be bringing you something new to think about, something I like to call my pomegranate seeds. We'll talk about life, love, parenting, applied Christianity, serving the community, wellness, and healthy living, and, well, all kinds of stuff. So I hope you'll stop by for a look inside the pomegranate, that is, and remember, pomegranate a week adds to the mystique. So, till Monday, I hope you have a pomegranate day filled with hope and ripe with possibilities.
This is Susie for In His Shoes Ministries. Before continuing with today's broadcast, I wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that this podcast is made possible through your prayers and generous donations. The message of Armenian Orthodoxy, or as Father Vazgen calls it, Armadoxy, is giving people an intelligent and practical answer to many of life's difficulties. At epostle.net, we are determined to bring apostolic evangelism to an electronic world. This means we must avail ourselves to technology's latest tools. Your donations help us expand and deliver this message to a waiting world. Please support us by pressing on the donate button at epostle.net. Thanks for listening, and God bless. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazgen.
Well, thank you, Susie, for that announcement, that reminder. And I take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners, for your support, for your kind words, your comments. And most importantly, thank you for your prayers. It is on those prayers that we build this ministry and we go forward. You know, it's exactly what it says, apostle. It's apostolic evangelism for an electronic universe. And we're taking the means that we have with us, but we're staying faithful to that mission, the apostolic mission of preaching the good word, letting people know that, letting the entire world know that, you know, God is a caring God, a compassionate God, and most importantly, he's not a God that plays favorites. That's right, we're all his children. And so it doesn't benefit any one of us to say one over the other. In fact, that's the premise of Armodoxy. You look at the Armenian people, you look at a small group of people that have managed to survive and move forward and to live. Not only survive, but to live. And their only weapon has been the weapon of choice, having love in their hearts, knowing that it is love that can conquer all of the evil in the world. Well, let's get this message out. That's what we call Armodoxy, and it's a very simple message. It just needs to live. Now listen, we are in the middle of the Assumption Feast. Now he said, well, we just celebrated that last Sunday. Actually, in the Armenian church, it is a 9-day celebration, culminating with the feast of Saint Joachim and Anna, the parents of the Blessed Mother. Yeah, that takes place next Tuesday. So it is a 9-day period in which we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. And this feast, this 9-day idea, came out of Nerses Snorali, one of the great theologians and fathers of the church. Saint Nerses Snorali, in his prayers, in his devotions, in his hymns, sings praises to God in every imaginable way, because the praise is built on the blessing. You remember that we just talked about, the blessing that we have received. So here's what I leave you with today. Count on those blessings. Remember I said blessing is luck without the element of chance. If there's no chance, then you can count on it. Yes, there's no chance involved. God loves you. God is reaching out to you. That blessing is there. Count on it, okay? And once you count on it, you realize that it goes to all aspects of your life. So the only answer you have to that blessing is thanksgiving. And that's what we do in church. That's what the whole service is about. The Holy Eucharist, Badarak, means sacrifice. It means, Eucharist means thanksgiving. To thank God for the blessings that we have. The blessings. Imagine that. People come up to me and they say, why should we come to church? What's there in church? Well, listen, think of it this way, okay? You got this 1 hour of church service, right? It is a thankfulness. You've got another 167 hours that week that God has given you blessings. That 1 hour is a return. Yes, the ratio is an odd one, isn't it? It's 1 to 168. But it's not as odd as the ratio that most people have. In other words, 0 to 168. Blessings are countered by us by giving thanks to God. Don't be in that zero group. Be in that one group. If you can, push it to 2. Push it to 3. And what you'll find out, it becomes a 168 to 168 ratio when you're living in faith and counting those blessings and thanking God, because it's an eternal thanks. It's an eternal peace that you have in your heart. Hey, we are at the end of today's show. I want to thank you for joining us and being with us today. I hope it was as enjoyable for you as it was for us to produce it. I want to invite you to get involved on our website, epostle.net. Check out all the programming, all of the archives, all of the videos, and do like us on Facebook /Epostle, Facebook St. Peter Armenian Church Glendale, Facebook /In His Shoes, all kinds of ways to like us and get involved and get in touch with us. Drop us an email at feedback@epostle.net. Hey, for the wonderful crew who put today's show together, for Susie, our producer, for Linda, our guest, for Vahe, our webman, this is Father Vasquez inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week. And now here's the fine print.
The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
Take your podcast out.